This observance is coming to a close, but there's going to be another opportunity this very day to keep on thinking about these subjects and learning about these subjects. And to talk about that, I want to introduce Kenny Swain of the International Socialist Organization at the UCSC campus.
First, I'd just like to thank everybody that organized this event. It's not easy to do, I know, and especially all you folks that took your time out of your busy day to come out here and support Stan Tookie Williams. Basically, it's communities and people like this getting together that are creating the political climate that's going to be necessary to really exert the pressure to get the governor to grant clemency. And to that end, just a couple days ago, Governor Schwarzenegger has agreed to a clemency hearing. It's a private one, but at least it's a clemency hearing, which is a really telling aspect of what this movement is having. So tonight, up at the university at Earth and Marine Sciences, B206, the Socialist Worker newspaper is sponsoring a rally and a protest to support and save the life of Stan Tookie Williams. Speaking at the event, we have Professors Paul Ortiz and Angela Davis, as well as from Focus on the Death Penalty, if I'm getting that right. Death Penalty Focus, Lance Lindsay. And special guest, Zeltsin Sanchez, who's a local activist and high school student from Watsonville High School, is going to present her petition, which talks about how Tookie has been a positive influence on her and how inspirational he's been. And I just want to say really quick, most people talked about the death penalty. I think one thing that we really have to make sure that we don't fall into is that thinking we can just elect officials and then they're going to be okay and change it. Because both Democrats and Republicans both agree that the death penalty is a good thing. And just a couple of examples, Dianne Feinstein in her 1990 gubernatorial campaign ran on the slogan, "The only candidate who's pro-choice and pro-death penalty." Barbara Boxer, who's considered one of the most liberal senators in the U.S. Senate, voted for limiting death row prisoners' rights to federal appeals in 1996. Gray Davis basically ran again with the slogan, "I think Singapore is a good starting point in terms of law and order. And I think there ought to be clear rules. You can't punish people enough, as far as I'm concerned." And incidentally, I think Singapore is about to execute a man for drug smuggling in the next couple of days. And you can check out, there's all kinds of death penalty sites that they'll give you information on that. President Clinton actually took time off from his presidential campaign trail in 1992 to fly back and reside over the execution of a mentally retarded man, Ricky Ray Rector. Just to show you his mental capacity, as part of his last meal, he requested pie and said, "Oh no, when I come back, I'll finish it." So it's really important that we.
Thank you for Sam Farr.
Yeah.
He's the last one before.
Right. Well, I guess my point is that we're not going to change anything by electing officials. These movements like this, people getting out in the streets, that's how we affect change. And that's the only way we've ever gotten anything that's worth keeping. That's how we got the 8-hour day, the 5-hour work week, the civil rights movement, everything. We didn't vote for it. We got out and demanded it. And so if you want to see more of this, and if you want to help save the life of Stan Tookie Williams, I encourage you to come out tonight to the University of Santa Cruz, Earth and Marine Sciences, and support it. We're also going to, if the clemency appeal doesn't go through on December 8th, we're going to organize a car ride up to San Quentin on the 12th for a protest rally there. So thank you all for coming, and safe stand.
Please don't neglect to take a look at the literature table over here and do everything you can think of to do to prevent this execution and to advance the cause of a moratorium on the death penalty in California. Thank you all for coming.